go through hands to Finn, and Finn will just put it up in the air, and again it's a tester for Hampshire. Paddy Flynn comes in off the wing, he shouts the ball, it's taken by Miller. Miller's over the line, too easy. Two Castleford players at the back, Flynn and Hampshire, both left it for each other. Jacob Miller said, thank you very much, if you two don't want it, I'll certainly have it. He's the smallest of the three, comes out with the ball, and Wakefield are in front. It's Wakefield 4, Castleford 0.
Oh, Craig Murdoch, you called it there, didn't you? Jacob Miller said, if you don't want it, I'm taking it, and I'm scoring the first 4 points. And there was no effort or commitment there from the Castleford guys at the back there, and Jacob Miller said, oh, thank you very much, you know, I'll take the 4 points and put us in front. So easy for Wakefield, but yeah, the first three set of six, what they've had, they've kept a, you know, good variation around the ruck area, moved the ball a little bit nicer, wide away from there, kept the Castleford defence guessing. But it won't be for sure here. Darrell Parr will be getting the message on Phil Sheridan. Where was the effort and the commitment there? There was absolutely nothing. And as you said, Craig, Jacob Miller said, thank you very much. I'll take the first 4-pointer.
Sixth and final one, 15 metres away from the line. Seals at dummy half. Goes to Liam Finn. Liam Finn with the pass to Arundel. Arundel's over the line. Has he got the ball down? The referee's looking. He's going to give the try. And they're having lots and lots of joy on this right edge of Castleford and Wakefield. And that time Arundel just got on the outside of Oliver Holmes. Oliver Holmes, normally a back rower, defends one further in. He's having lots of trouble with the pace and footwork of Joe Arundel, and he scores the second try. It's Wakefield 10, Castleford 0.
Also easy for Wakefield, and they say they spotted the weakness there. That's quite obviously that Oliver Holmes has got a sense of the playing on that position there, and they're finding him out quite easily on this right-hand side for Wakefield. But again, it's just good vision and good awareness from the Wildcats. And I say they're getting the ball away nicely from the rookie area, and big for Feet, and he's causing all sorts of problems for this Castleford defence. And I say the halfbacks of the creativity found the weakness in the Casper defence on the right-hand side. And Joe Arundel, he'll like that one, scoring against his old teammates.
Wakefield on the front foot as Reece Lynch steps. Can he get the ball away? He's trying to. He knew he had to keep the ball alive, but it's into the arms of Minikin. And Minikin's through, beats one. Can he get away from Jowett? Yes, he can. Now it's a foot race. Minikin against Tupu. Scruton's coming across the tail. Craig Hall from the far side. Minikin's got to beat all of them. That's a really good try from Minikin. Poor play, you've got to say, from Wakefield. Just trying to keep the ball alive from Reece Lynn on the last tackle. And then Minikin out sprints the cover to go 70, make that 80 metres and give Cass their first try of the day. It's Wakefield 10, Castleford 4, Minikin with the try.
That is a sensational rugby league try for Minikin. As I say, early in the season, I was commentating, and when Tom Johnson scored the absolute sensational try from 90 yards, that try itself, it may not just have been the same because of the footwork and Tom Johnson beating player after player, but Minikin, once he went clear, he backed himself to go the full 80 minutes. And well, the Wakefield players, they just could not get anywhere near him. It was Jason Walton Scrutman trying, but Minikin, he put his head back and gets Casper back into this game. What a great try from the young kid.
Now it's to the left and to Gale. Gale at the line, little kick in behind. Who's favourite? Doesn't matter who's favourite. The man who's got there is Oliver Holmes. Great kick by Luke Gale. Oliver Holmes has been under a little bit of pressure from Arundel on attack, but he got on the outside of him there, and his determination to get to the ball and for the Cass's second try. Great kick by Gale. Finished off by Oliver Holmes. It's Wakefield 10, Castleford 8.
Yeah, great play by Casper, and I say they're getting themselves a good field position here now on Luke Gale. Well, he's just taking charge, isn't he? And I say a nice little kick through from, you know, the England prospect scrum half from there, and Ollie Holmes has not had the best of afternoons, certainly defensive-wise, but good chase, good enthusiasm, and got himself there before the Wakefield defence to get the 4 points, the second 4 points here for Cass, and get themselves nicely back into this game, Craig.
The pass, linking is Liam Finn. Liam Finn to Arundel. Arundel's through. His second try of the game. That's far too easy for Wakefield, but they don't care. Castleford will be a little disappointed. Again, it's their left edge defence that's finding it hard to control the running lines of Wakefield, and Arundel into a huge hole. He scores from 10 metres out. It's Wakefield 14, Cass 10.
It's all about creativity, letting the ball do the work and getting your man outside the opposite third defender. That's exactly what Wakefield did. It's the first time they've had good field position for the last 10 minutes in a game, but they found that weakness on Castleford's left-hand side, Wakefield's right side. And Arundel, what an absolute pizza of a ball it was from Finn. And I say, you wasn't stopping him from 10 metres out. He'll like that one. He's got a nice double here this afternoon against his old teammates.
Matt Cook, now McShane, gets the pass away to Savelio. Savelio's into a big hole. Savelio scores the try, but that doesn't sit right with me, that try. Wakefield, a really, really hard done try. And Craig Hall still reminiscing with the referee about that one. But it doesn't matter. The try's been scored. Castleford are right back in the game. It's Wakefield 16, Castleford 14. Savelio with a try on his debut.
Yeah, it's a great try. It's a great ball from Max Shane. But the Wakefield players are going absolutely ballistic with Joe Cobb, and rightly so. They should never have been in that field position. It should have been a kick out from the post from the Castleford Tigers, but Joe Cobb's seen it totally different to everybody else. Castleford Tigers say, thanks very much, we'll take a penalty, we'll take good field position. And Paul McShane, Will Savelio, excellent second row, running into the gap. The gap was huge, wasn't going to stop him 10 metres out, and Castleford got themselves back into this game. But boy, oh boy, Joe Cobb, you have made an absolute massive, massive boo-boo there to put Castleford back into this game.
This is the last one. It's back to Liam Finn. Finn will kick across. It's decent. It's on that far side. Who's underneath it? Riesling's got the ball, and he's got the ball down. That's a super kick. More importantly for Wakefield, it's a super take by Riesling, and he gets Wakefield back in front. It ebbs and flows this game. Wakefield back in front. Finn with the kick. Lynn with the kick and the try. It's 20 points to 16.
And rightly so, they deserve to be getting themselves back in front there. And they say, well, Liam Finn, as we mentioned, what's how important he is to this Wakefield side. He was just, well, a bit of play acting about 2 minutes ago from there after putting a kick downfield. But this time he's just been the organiser there, precise kick. And, well, Reece Lynn, he jumped higher than what his opposite number did over that far side in Greg Hannakin. He wanted the ball more, gets a four-pointer, and gets Wakefield back in front in this game.
Luke Gill to Savelio into a hole. Savelio's through. He's got support on his inside from Millington. Tried to go over the top of Jowett. Jowett did well. McShane plays the ball quickly. Luke Gill into the gap. That's an easy try for Castleford. Luke Gill at the heart of it. He got the offload away to Savelio in a hole. Savelio bombed it first time, but he realised his mistake, jumped to his feet, played it quickly, and then Luke Gill in a huge hole. He scores a try that levels things up. It's Wakefield 20, Castleford 20.
And I'd say it's that big one where the big guys come back on Annie Springer, and he took the easy, took the hard tries. He made it all easy. And Castleford have just played off the back of quick play the balls, and that's exactly what they've done there. Savelio, great little pass from Luke Gill, quick play the ball. And Max Shane, well, he's put the second piece of a pass out. The first one was to the big guy for his try. You just Savelio, when he put him over there, Savelio, and then the second time here now, Luke Gill just said, thank you very much, Mac, and I'll take this one 5 metres out. I've got the side of the post. Castleford here now, Craig, could quite easily take the lead the first time in this game if Luke Gill puts his two-pointer over.
Underneath the post, the pass is to Junior Moores. Junior Moores to the line. Junior Moores gets the ball down. I thought he could have a big part to play in this second half, but he's too big, too strong from that sort of distance. He gets the ball over the line. It's Wakefield 20, Cast 26.
You just called it there, Kramer. Too big, too strong, 5 metres out. You're not going to stop big Junior Moores from that sort of distance there, and certainly with a tiring Wakefield defence. And I say, Castleford now, they're just playing off the back of quick play the ball, letting the ball do the work. And I say, big Junior Moores, he has had an impact in this game, exactly the same as Springer. But from that sort of distance, you are not going to stop the big guy in Junior Moores 5 metres out. Great try.
Down the short side goes Castleford to Gale. Little short pass. They're to the line. Are they over the line? No, they're not. Millimetres short. Last one for Castleford. Joe Cobb, arm in the air. It comes back to Luke Gale, who runs back to that blind side. Little kick in behind. How about that kick from Luke Gale? What a kick that is to the far side. And that's easy for Greg Menikin. Everybody in the ground, me for one, certainly thought that kick was coming to the right-hand side. Luke Gill just skipped back to the blind, kicked it in behind, and Minikin's there, unchallenged, to put the ball down and put the game to bed.
That's the vision and the awareness, what he's got, is it, Luke Gill? Well, he's just playing, he just worked out the numbers, and he thought, well, I'm going back down the blind side here. If I put the little kick through, well, Minikin, he's going to score the easiest try of his career. I'm just going to put the little kick in. Minikin, it was as good as a pass, straight into his hand, and he said, thank you very much. I'll take the 4 points here now for Cass. And now Castleford had in total control of this game. Oh, Jacob Millers took a big bang.
Jacob Millers took a thing. McShane into a home goes Tom Holmes. Tom Holmes looking for support. Doesn't need it. Super player from Tom Holmes, and he's going to go around under the post. Clever player from the junior into a hole. Wakefield fans have seen enough. They're out of here. Wakefield 20, Cast 34. Great play from Tom Holmes. He's the try scorer.
Excellent play from Tom Holmes. We both said we both like him, Tom Holmes. And I tell you one thing, he's got that vision for the support play and all. And when he gets a bit of space and he's got pace, he absolutely burned the fullback off there in the match hour. Went under the 80 to score an excellent try. And I say, well done, young Holmes. I like him as a standoff, and I say he's got that vision from a support view, a support player, but he's got the pace to finish tries off. That's exactly what he did there.
Luke Gayle keeps the ball alive through a great big hole. Luke Gayle, he's got Hampshire on his inside. Shut the gate. Good night. See you later. Whatever you want to say. Luke Gayle again at his best. Carved open Wakefield. Had the presence of mind to look inside as Jowett came across. And he popped the ball. The icing on the cake. The cherry on the top. And Hampshire had the extra 4 points. Wakefield 20, Castleford 24.
Well, Castleford Tigers are just playing off the back of quick play of the balls now, but I'm just looking up at Darrell Powell, and his hands were going again, but his hands were quite simply clapping and applauding his team, because he was absolutely outstanding that set of six. Great ball movement, and Luke Gayle, as every halfback should be doing, nice support play in Hampshire from the fullback point of view. To Luke Gayle, drew the fullback. Hampshire said, thank you very much, I'm going to the side of the post. Finished this game off nicely, but unfortunately the scoreline doesn't reflect how Wakefield have played this afternoon. But you play with the full 80 minutes, and if you don't, I'm afraid to say, whatever quality you're playing against in Super League, Craig Murdoch, you'll get found out.
Is Cass looking for another try to get the ball? There's the hooter. Milner will just boot the ball long downfield. Craig Hall's underneath it. It's bouncing around all over the place. It's bouncing around. Craig Hall has got the ball. Craig Hall's into
kick and chase.
A little bit of space. Does he take on Paddy Flynn? He does. He beats him. He beats another two.
Well, pass it.
Still going, Craig Hall. Passes the ball to Liam Finn. Finn passes the ball back. Still going, Wakefield. Mules has got the ball.
This is going to be the try of the season.
Try ever. Mules is into a gap. He's going to be brought down by waiter numbers from Castleford. That's the final action of a decent game, I've got to say, Scully. Enjoyed it this afternoon. We've seen a lot of rugby. We've seen, obviously, attacks on top, certainly in the second half. And we've seen Luke Gayle at his best in this second half, and he's fired Cass to the win.
He has indeed. And I say, we said before the game that we thought there'd be plenty of points in this fixture. Okay, the rain came down just before the kickoff, but still, it hasn't stopped the players putting in an entertaining game of rugby league. And I say, 20 points to 46, just maybe tell you that it's been a one-sided game, but it's been far from that. We would say for 68 minutes, Wakefield was certainly in this game and maybe the better side, but you just feel as though the quality of what Casper have got, certainly when Luke Gayle took charge, and that Casper in the end have got them on scoreboard. I'll tell you, it's an easy win for Castleford.